know, our friends at iTunes, my goodness, they have songs for everything. All you need to do before you listen to this tip is stop the tip, go to iTunes, go to the iStore, and search for Who Let the Dog Out? Who Let the Dog Out? See, I can't even sing it, but if you listen to that, you're just going to be in a better mood. You're going to feel better about yourself. And that's what this tip is all about. It's about being likable, the most critical interview factor. Well, you know, I made a poor attempt there at being likable, but I think if you listen to the song, you'll get the point. And the point of this whole thing is you have to be in a relaxed mood. You have to think about selling yourself, not what you've done. Yeah, it's important what you've done. You know I've said that. And you know we have to talk about your qualifiers and differentiators. But you know what the most important thing you can do in an interview is to be likable. It's kind of funny because as we were writing this tip, if you take a look at the website at thejobdog.com, it's B-B-E, likable, L-I-K-A-B-L-E. And we looked at that, and it's just that double meaning of, I think it says be lickable. And in the dog world, that means we like you. So again, I'm trying to be light here. And being light is perhaps not my best skill. But what I'm suggesting to you is just like me, you don't want to overdo it. You don't want to underdo it, on the other hand. You must try to be likable, because if you don't, nothing else matters. You know, one of the things we've heard, and it's so true, hiring managers consider your likability or how well you may fit in with the team as much or perhaps more than any other singular hiring factor. Been there, done that. I've sat in on those candidate evaluation panels, and at the end of the day, you've talked to 5 people or 10 people, and they're all qualified because they were all invited in for interviews, and they've all done a good job of demonstrating their uniqueness. But there are so many times that I've heard people say, you know, I just liked her. I thought she would fit. She was such a friendly person, and she smiled, and she even made me laugh a couple times, and just seemed like the kind of person that I'd want to be around. You know, it's not always the best candidate that gets hired. There may be somebody who's more qualified than you or has had greater accomplishments, but they could say to you, you know, I thought you'd fit. I think you're going to be a great member of the team. You got the job offer, and come on, let's get started. It's uniqueness, like likability, can result in a job offer. So as I've listened to people talk about this, I've even written down some things here that I want you to read. And it's for an IT job. And we all know that information technology or IT or computer jobs or software jobs, you know, these are highly skilled, highly technical, highly precise people. But look at what I pulled. It's again on tip number 32 in thejobdog.com in the written text. They said in this advertisement for an IT job at a major university, we're looking for someone with exceptional customer service skills that has a strong technical aptitude. It is our belief that technical skills are easier to teach than customer service skills. Therefore, a positive, helpful attitude along with strong interpersonal and communication skills is by far the most critical selection factor. There you go. They're saying we're looking for somebody that fits, somebody that'll get along with our customers. That is not an isolated example. Remember, I talked earlier about my good friend John, who's in sales and all the success that he's had. And one of the things that he talked with me about is people hire people they know and like. So if you will, we've given you more to look at, listen, and learn in the book. It's always about being sincere. It's always about being authentic. It's always about things that don't make you look as silly as perhaps I did at the beginning of this tip. But yet, on the other hand, it is something that I'm not going to talk about interview questions, and I'm not going to talk about behavioral questions without going to this tip and talking about what you can do to be likable. So if you will, there's quite a bit of information here on what you can do before the interview, during the interview, to make sure that you improve your likability factor. Please, please, please read this tip. Take it seriously. You know what? If you read this tip, you're going to be looking at, of all of the tips, the most important thing in an interview is to come across as somebody that I would want to work with. I can tell you here at the Dog Pound, as we're being hiring people, yeah, we're going to be looking for qualified people. Yes, we're going to be looking for people with experience. Yes, we're going to be looking for somebody that can get the job done. But most importantly, we're going to look for somebody that we want to pull together with and somebody that can get the job done while having a good time doing it. Because life is too short, work is too long not to have somebody as a member of the team who's likable. Count on it. And if you will, take an example. Oh my goodness, I forgot. There's all kinds of examples in here. This is a rich tip. Go there. Do that. Look forward to having you. Tell me more about what you thought.